Uh-oh. What time of year is it?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
What time of year
is
it, guys?
The whole podcast. Just
blast it.
Let's have that on loop just behind.
Could be a worse song to play.
Eric, will you play that again? And Nate, will you twerk as hard as you can? Just for a couple of seconds, man.
People don't know I can twerk.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, you do have like...
Nate, I know that if you clench your butt cheeks... You got them little tiny cheeks that would get all dimpled. You know what I mean? It would invert at the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
I have a video of you doing that, Nate, as well. Do you
know
that?
Are you going to be clapping them cheeks at the... Because you're going to Mexico for spring break. I don't know if everybody understands
this. By the time this comes out, I will be probably violently hungover. Coming back from Mexico, I'm going on a bachelor party trip to, I don't really know where we're going to, but it's like right on the border. And the groom is, he likes surfing a lot and he's in law school right now. So that's why we're going during his spring break. So it happens to overlap.
Sims style friends.
What's that?
Sims style. He's a lawyer. He's a surfer. He's single.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has
maxed out
eyes.
All his stats. Low charisma,
I don't play those types
of
games. I just play, like, fucking shooters and shit. I don't really know what about.
Right, right. You're preparing.
Yeah. But we're going to a very, like, I didn't realize this, but I think it's a very, like, Daytona Beach style, like, Miami spring break destination. Like, Sexy Red is going to be playing at this like club near where we're staying, and we might go and we're all in our 30s.
You like secretly got the platinum like $6,000 meet and greet pass where you get to have like tequila poured in your mouth by one of Sexy Red's friends. Wow. I'm kind of jealous, frankly. I need something like that.
Damn. If I knew you wanted to go so badly, he's a type of person that I was like, yo, could my friend Eric come? He'd be like, of course. Like,
well, guess what? I'm not doing anything this weekend.
Fly out, man.
That would be so sick. Can you imagine being that spontaneous? Oh, that
God,
would be
can
sick.
We? I would like to get to that, to the point where I could do something like that, you know?
Can you imagine having children and being that spontaneous? Watch this. You fucking disappoint your kid once again because you forgot him at soccer practice and they stood in the rain for 4 hours. Shit, how can I make him feel better? Wake him up at 2 a.m. violently. All like wake up your son, whatever. Guess where we're going? Disney World Paris. Disneyland Paris.
Why at 2 a.m. though? Like
just to mess with him. Keep him on his toes. And yeah. Would
sometimes
you, like to
you know
that,
we did
Jack?
Say we
go to Mexico. What do you say it to be? Just consider that I haven't had a ton of sleep.
The last couple days.
So
you
I'm going to
just fall asleep if you
different,
want. If you want to fall asleep out, in the just, background, just mm-hmm. that's totally fine. And
I might listen to this episode. That's cool.
That's 100%.
No, Nate
fine.
And I kind of need to reconnect a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. After the past couple weeks, man, we really need this just to kind of get on the same page and squash the beef.
So, Nate, you're getting your body right for the trip. I know.
Yes. Yeah.
On the Patreon episode, you said you shaved your, you're going to shave your face, which you did.
Yeah.
But you're gonna shave your head clean, Pitbull.
I'm gonna
stuff.
Go for the first time I've ever done this in my life. I'm gonna shave my head completely bald, clean shaven bald. I've never done it in my life, and I just shaved my beard. As you can see, I put myself in the Nate Rowan barbershop. Gave the look at that fade right there.
Oh,
are you serious? It kind of looks a little fucked up. Do you see that?
It's a little like...
nobody's doing this.
No one's
bald
doing it
man
like
is
you,
doing
man.
This.
So what'd you get? You did a
nobody's
two there.
Nobody's doing this.
Did you do a
this
two there and a three on the sides?
I used the two all over the top, okay? And then right here, we went, like, on the Norelco fucking beard shaver. We went, Norelco. Like, a couple, like, a 14, you know, a 14 to a 13.5 to a 12, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Mm. Dude, I just got the magic clippers.
What's that?
These are cool looking like red, crimson clippers that are just, they seem to be high quality.
They can't injure you?
They cannot injure you unless you use them poorly. And I just want to be pretending, those guy, the barbers on TikTok that just go, hey man, can I cut your hair? How much? It's free. You just got to talk to me about your life and how poor you are. Okay. I want to be doing that out in the streets.
And then they like smack you up with the foam and shit. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, the barber today put that hot foam. Put that hot foam all up on my neck and used the straight razor.
That.
And then he like.
When I was a.
Put the alcohol on. Wow.
When I was a kid, I feel like I was. That was like the closest I came to like nutting was going to Great Clips, and the hairdresser there would just like shave the back of your neck. That felt so good to me. Oh. I remember just being like, oh shit. Like,
can you whisper in my ear too really quick? Yeah, pretend we're at a doctor's office so I can get the best of both worlds.
That'd be a good thing to say to a barber. You sit down in the chair. They're like, what do you want? What kind of fade do you want? Short on the sides? Let me get short on the sides, long on the top, right? And then you kind of say, like, hey, will you just pretend? Just don't even cut anything. I just right. Give me that little stuff on the back of my neck for about 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And can you whisper binaurally to me? Give me the binaural whispers? Please. So you've shaved your face. I see you lined your ass up. And that's all going away. It's going to be completely Lex Luthor. You're going to do the brow. You should bleach your eyebrows, dude.
You should bleach your eyebrows and put in blue contacts all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and I know you got that
Sexy red.
That injectable fucking pink dye that's going to make your nipples bubblegum pink.
Why would anyone do that?
Like hella pink?
Good God. It's like so toxic to it's like you will get cancer if you
put this in your body.
It's like
so
an automatic.
Oh God.
Bubblegum pink nipples. They're like so like they're just like exploding out, like they're like really protruding out.
You like fall into the water, like you haven't taken your shirt off yet. You fall in the water and they're white tee. Come out, just fucking looks like you got bazooka.
They like glow in the dark.
Oh, my nipples are hard.
Damn, why is that so funny to think about? You having just the pinkest.
I'm on Molly.
Through the hair. Nipples.
Molly for 4 days straight.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Damn. I'm like really loopy right now. I had like a headache all day and I was like, whew. I feel like you guys are going to get me today. You guys are going to get me crying.
And
laughing
guess
today,
what?
Which I just almost did.
If you're loopy, Jack's sleepy, and guess what I'm on?
Are you back on the sauce?
1.5 millis THC, probably 15 millis.
That's so interesting, because last podcast on the Patreon, and can I say real quick, we need a promo up top, because everybody drops off at the end when we promo stuff.
Right.
So when you say at Los Angeles... April 8th, yeah, we just fucking promoted that shit. It's in Los Angeles, April 8th, 7:30, at the American Legion, post 206, the Veterans Hall. You're going to be supporting not only us, but veterans as well, okay?
Yeah.
How could you feel better about
I think we should be leading
something?
More with the fact that it's at a VFW. It's going to be
it's
different.
It's a completely DIY event. All right, this is not associated with the theater. We are renting our own PA system, chairs. It's going to be busted. There's going to be beer. There's going to be maybe Jello shots.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend's going to be bartending. Jane.
Yeah. We're doing what we call jelly wrestling on stage in the little... You could just hear our knees hitting the wooden floor so hard through the plastic.
Yeah.
That
we couldn't
should be
afford,
like our...
Go ahead. This we couldn't afford one of those rodeo bulls, but we found a guy who's a fucking black belt in karate, and you get in the ring with him for a couple minutes, and if he pushes you out, or we get like a sumo bull or something.
Yeah,
Ooh.
It's going to be amazing. I know there's going to be, what do they call the meet cutes? People are doing meet cutes there. There's going to be a lot of mingling. I'm sure a lot of people will
enter a lot of networking
relationships. What's that?
A lot of networking.
Oh, this is where you come to network. Are you kidding my ass? This is where you come to network. You start asking around the room, asking for people's credits and who they're rep by. Yeah, you're going to get some interesting answers.
It's also going to be an opportunity for scientific sampling. There's going to be many, many specimen there, many rare specimen. And if you are the type who's into petri dishes and whatnot, bring a couple of cotton swabs and grab some DNA. Just not my DNA.
Just not mine. Chill. Mine's not on the market yet. I'm fine-tuning
it. I don't have DNA.
I don't have any of that.
Wait, and then you guys, before we wrap up the promos, where are you guys going to be? You guys are going to be there like this week or next week, right? To
we
these
will be,
locations.
Please, this comes out Monday, Thursday, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That's the one that, please, please.
You're begging right now.
This is
can I hear you beg the city of Milwaukee to come out to the show?
We've been working. Well, that's probably why it's gone down the drain, because we're working with local government to try to promote it.
Were you doing the tourism board route instead of managers and agents and stuff?
Yeah. But no, that we're just saying please, because we know that one's going to be extra fun at the Cactus Club.
And we know
Milwaukee
like
is like our one of our favorite hidden gem cities.
Oh,
in
Milwaukee's
America,
the best.
Say. That's
Foundation.
Probably number one city in my opinion. In
Remember
America.
That Tiki Whoa. Bar Foundation?
Yes.
Oh,
I love everything about Milwaukee.
Sick.
Milwaukee is one of the most goated cities. Everyone in the country is sleeping on Milwaukee. Milwaukee is fucking got it. Got it going on.
Were you there? Oh, yeah, you were there, Nate. This is the night that you got too high and left the party for a long time when we became worried about you.
That was cool, man. That was really cool.
But that was when Danny was bringing the Rotos around, the minty eye drops.
Oh, yes.
And I remember I hit the Rotos, put that in. Then I'm sipping on a painkiller at fucking Foundation, and then I knew we were having a party later that night in our friend's backyard. I don't ever get to feel that way in New York. You know what I mean? Yeah. I never have that kind of with all my best friends. Something's missing in my life. Thinking about how happy that night.
The house party. You're not going to any functions. It's hard to have a function in New York. You know.
We host one maybe barbecue in our back little parking. A lot here, about once a year, and that's the best day of my life. And
I would like to go to one, like, fucking lit house party a month, like Please. Where I know everybody, and it's like, I'm gonna get like unabashedly faded, and I'm not gonna care about the next day or the next couple days, and I'm just gonna just let loose in somebody's house, not mine, somebody else's house.
And you're flashing them pink eraser tips to everybody after about two shots, just like crying about how much you love everybody. We did improv together, man. Remember? Dude, are you still doing it? Yeah.
With any luck,
that'll be our lives in our 40s.
I know.
Hopefully.
The 40s are going to be awesome sauce. I just know it.
Oh, the 40s are going to be, oh my God, I can't wait. I literally can't wait.
And I do want to apologize if you can hear a mixer going right now. It's because Layla's making some coconut dream bars. Whoops.
She's making coconut dream bars?
Coconut dream bars.
Does that mean a popsicle?
No, sir. No. It's a coconut delight put on top of a shortbread base.
What's a coconut delight?
You know, like a what do they call them? Seven layer bars with coconut and chocolate and pretzels, and it's on.
The barrier for entry on this is crazy, man. I gotta start the.
You know what a lemon bar is?
I probably do. Nate, do you? Nate, do you know what a lemon bar is? Describe a lemon bar. What is it?
Describe a lemon bar. It's like kind of like. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's a shortbread base.
Joy
tat. It's like a lemon custardy middle, and it's got powdered sugar on top. And it's
like
firm.
a British ass like little baked good.
Yeah,
I could guess
lemon
that.
Lemon curd.
You guys never had a seven. What do they call them? Seven layers of heaven bars or coconut dream bars.
I don't know what the fuck the coconut dream thing is.
Well, you all fucking. I feel sorry for you for how you live your life with broccoli and water and chicken breasts. Look up coconut dream bar and live a little.
All right, let's look it up. I'm going to look it up right now. Coconut.
Well, while you're looking this up, do you guys have any memorable spring break moments from the past? Because spring break is really about the kids. It's about letting loose when the educational system is on your back and they are hounding your brain and your body is crumbling from all of the stress of what of the expectations that society is putting on you, and you just need a week off where you can let loose and get fucking drunk as fuck on the beach and twerk that fucking ass off in front of a sort of wet t-shirt contest sort of environment by the pool. DJ's bumping, the cocaine's flowing, the ketamine is dripping.
Well, I remember
the first... So do you guys have any memories
of doing that? One spring break, I went on a mission trip with my school.
Road trip.
Yeah,
2011.
That's not even funny. No, it was called La Casa. The house. Okay? And me and my family and a bunch of other families from our evangelical school drove down from Seattle to Tijuana to a very poor part of Tijuana, and we built a house. We did basically Extreme Home Makeover for one family in the... Basically, this is so fucked up. A lot of these people are living in like plastic, like makeshift houses, like cardboard doors. It was like so tough to see that. Especially as a kid, and be like, and we're pulling up on SUVs that we drove with. We have many Black DVD Escalades. Players. I saw my first boobs. Watching that movie Airplane when that woman goes through the security thing and it's X-ray. B, the first real.
You saw your first boobs on a TV.
On a TV.
Not in real life.
Okay. And it was a X-ray tit. Does that count?
No.
You need to watch the movie. It's full on nudity, and there's no debating that. I saw them, dude.
All right.
Like, for real. I really did. And I'm not
lying. I'm really defensive.
I'll check the movie out. And if you're lying, I'm going to bring it up.
Anyways, it felt bad because we gave one single family, like, a nice concrete home. You know what I mean? And we, like, cooked them up with TV. They had, like, a full-ass house. But then all their they got picked, I think, at random. And then all their neighbors just still had the same houses. And I could see the jealousy. I could see major jealousy. This seems
so. How could you not be?
You created a disparity, a housing disparity.
Why that family? Was it really? Were they like Christian, and that's why?
Yeah, I think they picked the Christian ones.
Mm.
And you guys have heard this story before, but this is also the boobs that I saw in real life happened on this mission trip. I'll tell you how it happened.
Basically, so you saw boobs on the plane, on airplane, the movie, and then
in the same real trip, life,
you saw.
Yeah. Do you know this name? You know this story? Oh,
I was
cast to be in a Christian pantomime, basically like skit that Jesus it was Christ. Like we learned it by learning. It was like a videotape from the 80s. They popped it in. It's like 80s music. They're showing you how to do it. It's a Christian organization that sends you the tape. It's an outreach thing, right? So they send you the tape, and then they send you all the props, which are all masks, right? And so me and, like, seven other kids all did this pantomime. And the way that this goes is that seven of the kids are wearing all black, and they're wearing masks that represent the cardinal sins. Mm. So one is, like, lust. One is, like, greed, you know, and the greed has, like, money, dollar signs painted on the cheeks. And they're fucking living their lifestyles. They're having fun for a minute, but then they get fucking devastated by the sin, okay? The lustful person starts crying in the mirror because she hates herself, something like that. Then guess who fucking shows up in all white as Jesus?
The devil.
And touches oh. Not the devil. The devil. No, Jesus shows up in all white and touches their masks, and their masks fall from them.
Yeah.
They are forgiven for their past, and they become Christians on the spot because they accept him into their heart. Guess who?
Powerful.
That was me. I was Jesus. Okay? I was 4'10". Tall T. Tall T that goes down my knees. White carpenter jersey. Old Navy pants and white Skechers. What'd you say?
Allen Iverson jersey, red Pumas.
Yeah, fucking G-Shock, the Stunners. Anyways, we did it at school. I was so nervous, but I fucking bodied it at school. Then we get to Tijuana to do it. You know this, Jack. Mm-hmm. And we're standing out in front of a sea of people that live in the area, right? And they're playing the music on a boombox, and I'm coming out. And guess what, though, dude? There's a woman. It's mostly kids, but then there's a woman in the front row breastfeeding with her whole shirt off. So her I'm seeing nakedness in that way for the first time in my life, and I'm playing Jesus trying to take off all these masks, and I could not stop looking at.
And you're rock hard.
I don't think I could do. I think I was like 8 years old. I wasn't that advanced.
Oh, you were that young? Oh,
eight
shit.
Or nine? Yeah,
that's funny. Uh-huh.
Damn, young.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
What I would give to see that performance.
So that was kind of a raucous spring break where I did, you know.
Wow, and it was spring break.
That's right.
Damn. So a lot of people, I mean, that just says so much about your character.
I had to get that shit off my chest. I'm so glad I could tell you guys that long story.
You tell us that every day. Well, you know what? Speaking of a performance in Christianity, I was a clown, and I was in a clown troupe.
I didn't know church.
Yeah, I mean, me and my cousin Sam were a clowning duo. Fuck? And
how old?
You're like from the 1920s.
Like it was. I was probably like 6 years old or 7, like around there. Uh-huh. And I don't even remember like most of the only thing I remember is the person who did our makeup was like, she said she was the granddaughter of one of the famous, like one of the famous clowns, like I forget which
Bozo
one. It was like something like that, like something that you recognize the name. It wasn't Bozo, but it was like, and she was like, this is the way they did it, like, you know, back in the vaudeville like days or whatever. And yeah, we were clowning for Jesus. And then there was also a mime troupe. People are just filling time in youth group with just nonsense. Like they're.
But did you feel like you were doing something good? Were you like, I got
no,
this shit?
It was a complete, like, I was like a little like terrorist in whatever Sunday youth group. Like it was just about like fucking off and doing as much naughty things as possible. Like it was, cause my dad worked for the church. So I was like, you know, it kind of had like a little bit of like, yeah,
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah. But actually I didn't feel that way, cause I would get in trouble and it would feel, and they would tell him if, you know,
and you had to be, what was,
here's one story where it backfired. We had to draw Adam and Eve, and I drew Adam with a fucking dong.
Hey, he had one. Did he not?
He
have
did.
One?
He was naked in the.
What do you expect? You
know, afraid.
What do you expect?
You were a biblical scholar to know that.
Exactly. Exactly. But I drew him with a like a fucking fat dong.
A long
like,
one.
A was long he circled, one. Circumcised?
You know what? I don't remember. I think it probably was.
He's got like,
you know
what? Hella extra foreskin.
Yeah, people don't draw uncircumcised penises very often, do they?
Nah, well, no. Where I come from, yeah.
Well, right, in our history class, in our style. History community, yeah. Uncircumcised Superbad.
I was drawing, you know, Adam, you know, with the fat dong and Eve, some titties and everything, and I was showing it to everybody. Oh, everyone was laughing. And the youth group leader gets a hold of, give me this fucking shit. Gives it to my dad. And my dad sits down with me. And he says, Nathan, did you... Because I was really into drawing as a kid. Like, that was my thing. And he was like...
Oh, right. Those must have looked pretty good.
They were great. It was impeccable almost. Because I was getting these books on anatomy and stuff like that. And my, it was a whole discussion where my parents was like, should he be able to look at naked people, you know? And then
he can be naked and see himself.
Right, but...
That would be what my reasoning would be with my wife.
Right. But he was like, did you draw them because you were trying to draw the form of, like, trying to get it anatomically correct? And I remember that was, like, the first time in my life I, like, bold-faced, like, lied to
It was a layup.
Yeah, right? Of course.
What planet are they from where they're, like, don't understand? How old are you? 9 years old?
Probably less than that. Like, probably, like, 6 or 7.
Damn.
Dude, that, bruh.
That's just rehearsal. That's not even real. Life existence.
Man, so I used to be so guilty about that shit. I was jerking it
under the eyes of God.
Huh?
About jerking it under the eyes of God? Is that what you're talking about?
No, but just talking about that guilt that I felt when I was that age or even older. Have I told this story before where with Nick, the guy that you met in Seattle, my childhood friend?
Yeah.
One night, sleeping over at his parents' house, and his parents had MTV or VH1, whatever, and it was about 1 a.m., and we turn on the TV, and there's a program on it called 100 Hottest Hotties, okay? No. And we watched every 101 be announced. And this is pathetic, because we were about 12. Like, we were too old to be feeling shame for this. And basically, we watched it, like, we were like, yo, let's watch it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like it's, like, cool that we're doing it. You know what I mean? And then this is how fucking square I was, okay? The next morning, and actually that night, I couldn't sleep that well, but I was consumed with overwhelming guilt. And we had to go to church in the morning after watching 100 Hottest Hotties. Remember, like, somehow, and it wasn't my church, and the church they went to was, like, Fire and Brimstone, like, old fucking stanky ass mothball suit wearing congregation, you know what I'm saying? And they were going off on like lust or something like this. And I just this is a fucking sign that we messed up badly. And Nick, I'm looking at Nick and he's feeling the same way. Like we were talking about how we shouldn't have done that. And we at 12 years old told our parent, like got home, got in the car, said, Mr. and Mrs. C, like, We need to tell you something when you drop me off at my house. You know, will you come inside? And so we're
imagine
shaking.
Imagine what they were thinking.
And we're standing in front of the parents and we're like,
they thought y'all killed somebody or something.
We watched 100 Hottest Hot and they were fucking pissed.
No way.
And I remember just
this is
immediately
like Amish type stuff.
Crying
this is crazy.
And going to the bathroom and wishing I could go back in time so to where I didn't watch 100 Hottest Hotties.
Oh my God.
How? What do you think that's.
It's
maybe
not even
I was
porn.
11.
It's like.
That's wild.
That was like fifth grade, right?
My goodness.
That's pathetic. I want to go back in time.
That's just
hottest
be
hotties.
Like, yo, chill, dude. Chill.
Let me talk about what the hell was going on when I was 12. We are sitting in my friend's basement. Each one of us has a $2 pocket knife. And we're taking turns just whipping them at the wall and trying to... Because this guy's parents were getting divorced. And they're moving out of that house. And we were just whipping knives at the wall over and over again.
Wow.
Watching porn. Watching hardcore pornography. Dude. And throwing knives at the wall and breaking our feet on the TV.
I'm like all of a sudden intimidated by you. Like, it's awesome, man.
Yeah. So,
so thank you so much for doing this podcast with me.
Thankfully, I'm reformed.
Right.
So you're in love.
Now you're the most. Now, actually, how curious how the tables have turned. Mm. Me and Nate are sort of depraved, sinful, evil.
You didn't get out of your system when you were 13. Right. That's the problem. So now y'all are going around doing graffiti everywhere we go.
Yeah,
and
tagging
like,
everything.
Tagging, listening to emo music, etc.
Yeah, right.
I got broken the fuck up with on spring break, didn't I?
Oh, that.
I guess I don't.
Heartbreak on spring break.
That's the only real memorable spring break I can think of is when I got cheated on in North Carolina. But
on spring break of all times?
That's the time of love. Yeah.
That's what they want to make you think, dude.
But it's actually a Tito's inspired, basically satanic ritual south of the border.
Yep, it is.
Like the Scooby-Doo live action movie with Matthew Lillard, Isla Fisher, Freddie Prinze Jr., Rowan Atkinson.
You know how disturbing it would be if you started doing that shit unironically anytime a movie got brought up? Oh my god, I loved Cinderella Man. Russell Crowe. That would be scary. That would be like, let's get him to the doctor vibes because he wasn't acting like this about a year ago.
No, let's get him to trivia night.
Oh yeah, immediately.
Make some money off this fucking reality. You know what I'm realizing?
What?
So Eric, spring break, your spring break story is doing a missionary. Okay?
Yeah.
Doing it
missionary.
Jack, yours is getting broken up with. And I'm sitting with two dudes who have never really done it up spring break style, the way that we're taught to do it, MTV, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I missed out a story from college, dude.
Oh, okay. That was what I was asking when I asked about spring break. Where I literally
took the mega bus from Chicago to Milwaukee to Dan Black's house, the same house that we were staying at when you got too high. And we drank about 40 spotted cows, and I also got too high and got very scared.
What is it about the Milwaukee? Watch out, Milwaukee.
It makes weedle. You know what's crazy? I look, there's like the binge drinking chart map or something, you know, which I'm constantly observing the fucking heat maps of where binge drinking is happening.
Right.
Milwaukee is like the number one city of like people who drink too much. For real.
I could see that.
Oh, no.
It's Milwaukee, dude.
Well, we know what we have to do when we're there next week, then.
Drink.
What? The opposite.
Smoke.
We got to call everyone together downtown. No, man. I guess spit would be the opposite of drink if we're going to talk that way. But
wow.
No, we have to help everybody on their journey of drinking less.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
That's what this whole tour is about.
The sobriety tour.
But no, you know what? Now that I think about it, none of us have really had the spring break that we all wanted as children.
Why do I feel like a movie plot is basically about to ensue?
It's funny.
Because, wait a minute. Nate, why don't, as we were speaking about before the podcast, why don't Eric and I cancel this leg of the tour that's actually not...
Yeah.
Well, please. I guess for this episode, I can't do the logic on this, but yeah, why don't we go and do it up and just hire a body double to surprise your friends and chill with them. Meanwhile, the three of us, we're going down to Guatemala City. We're going south of the border. We're going south of the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're going to just go on Omegle, find some best buddies that live in Guatemala, just keep flipping the dice until it's there in Guatemala City.
That's just what you want? That's Volkswagen. What your break is? That's as far as your imagination will take you.
Well, if anything, my imagination, did it not just take me crazy far outside of the realm of normal? Because what would have been normal? Hey, man, let's go to the Marriott on the coast of Cabo and let's have drinks. Come on, man. What do you think we should do? You want to go meet up with professors and stuff out on the beach where you can't even see the sand because there's so much skin out there?
Oh, that's going to be amazing for you, Nate. No, I think, I don't even fucking know. I just keep seeing it flashing in my, like a billboard in my mind is Singapore for us three.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Singapore.
Yeah.
I would love to go serve there.
Go serve in Singapore.
We need, We need to get like corporate tech jobs in Singapore.
Mate, your eyes just.
What do you guys think about that? What about my eyes?
It looked like you were about to pass out for a second.
Oh, really?
We need to go get corporate jobs in Singapore.
You want to work in one of them giant towers?
Yeah, the highest form of architecture type buildings. That's what I think of when I think of Singapore. Highest form of
architecture type building.
Oh, we should go be private street cleaners, privatized street cleaners in Singapore.
I'll do it. As long as I have to get to wear a suit and carry a briefcase around.
Oh, okay.
I really want so that. Is it the humidity?
Oh, did you see the 100% humidity event?
No, dude.
In China.
No.
In China, there was a 100% humidity weather event. This year is going to be cataclysmic, catastrophic, crazy with the weather. Do you know what 100% humidity means?
What is that?
I don't, because I didn't look.
Like you're in a lake?
Let me look up what the humidity is right now just for comparison.
Basically, yeah, like.
Shout out to Anthony like Capelli, who just bought a ticket to the LA show from the event.
Shout out to Anthony as well.
Just start naming everybody. Are you serious, Jack?
Yeah, there's water coming out of people's ceilings. Like the whole ceiling is like sweating.
No.
Everything is humidity. Covered in water.
It's 48% humidity in LA right now.
God damn it, that's not good either.
Double that.
Yeah, double that plus. Well,
I just know I'm so tired of living with the knowledge that things are going to become very, very awful for us. It's so hard to be a Nostradamus style figure.
Oh, nobody shit.
Dracula.
I haven't thought about Nostradamus in a minute.
Go ahead, Nostradamus, Jack. Flostradamus. You know Flostradamus, right?
I don't remember his songs, but I remember that he exists.
Who's Flostradamus? It sounds vaguely. It sounds like I might have seen that one time 15 years ago.
That's a duo, actually, dude. You like EDM, right?
Yep.
So go listen to them right now, man. That's not good. I don't know why that set me off in such a bad mood, man. Like,
well, because there's nothing you can do about it. So when it's really weird to be in a position where you see that you're driving into a wall,
right?
But you can't grab the steering wheel. Fuck. What do you do in that scenario? What do you do?
Grab the fucking Jim Beam.
Grab the driver.
Grab the Jim Beam. Grab a loved one. Grab someone for a night that you're lusting after. Who cares? What does it matter in the end? It's all burning. It all ends right after this. There's nothing next after this. This is all a grand experiment, and we're the fucking pawns.
Is that what you want to put out to Joy Tactics, dude? Joy Tactics. Yeah. Joy.
No, remember you know that? What? Sometimes there is joy in oblivion. You know what I mean? There's joy.
There's constantly joy in oblivion almost everywhere you go in it.
It's the only way.
That's the whole thing about oblivion is it's just endless, boundless fun. Oblivion.
Do you know what was what was making me laugh was I was kind of, I forget how I got in this conversation, but I was discussing like the joy tactics with my girlfriend and she was just like roasting the pod, like the ethos of like our whole mission is like, you know, to spread joy and
yeah.
And she's like, what have you guys have done literally nothing like for the world, like absolutely nothing.
Damn, know? Why was she going in on us like that? What the fuck, man?
I was just talking about like volunteering and like that type of stuff.
Well, so the haters come from within the fucking compound. How curious. Well, bleep. Won't say her name, but yeah. Do you know how many times our videos have been circulated in group chats because someone just died from the group chat and they need to cheer everybody up? Oh yeah, I guess I could be pouring a cup of soup to someone who's just faking being poor, or could I make a hilarious
what
content?
Yeah, I
don't, are you saying that people at soup kitchens are faking it?
That's what I've been reading.
Oh, trust you.
Nah, but fair point. Well,
Joy, listen, no, all of what we're doing is setting up for the joys that we're gonna give down the line. Like last time we went to Atlantic City, and we didn't have that much means to help revitalize the city. They just tore down the Trump Hotel. Mm-hmm. The buildings basically looked fake. Looked like haunted houses left and right. The taxi cab was driven by an ancient spirit that was singing a genre I've never heard in my life.
I fully forgot about that.
I think I have that on video.
Oh yeah,
that would be good to show people.
I cannot fucking wait.
We need to go back. We have to
May.
Go back.
We're going Lost. When you're coming, right?
May.
Yeah. What day is in May?
April, May.
I don't know yet, but definitely like probably after. Probably May 4th through
May what?
The
dude?
Week after
my the, fucking yeah. favorite day of the year,
Cinco de Mayo.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. Oh yeah, yeah.
May the 4th be with you. So you're coming over that? You're staying with me, I think. By the way, because we have that bed right now. So you'll be watching the Bad Batch with me, and you'll be watching the Clone Wars animated series all day as preparation for the trilogies.
Again, Eric, I don't want to stay with you. I never have. I really want my own space, and it's like, kind of quite hell being
trying to
you
bribe you to come over
24/7.
And then the day after that, can we please? So you're saying May 5th, you guys want to be in Atlantic City for why? Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Well, we now can't that's because what I'm you doing call a show a then in New York City.
Oh, you're doing a show do May 5th then. In New York City.
Drop.
Drop it.
Union Hall.
Yeah, drop it.
Union Hall.
Drop it tonight.
May 5th. Go on the website. I think their tickets are available.
Uh-huh. On Cinco de Mayo.
Wow.
And we're going to be fucking... There's going to be a bottle of fucking... Cuervo. Poor Osos.
Dos Osos?
Bert Kreischer's. Or wait. No, it's Poor Osos, I believe.
Shouldn't... Oh, we already talked about this. It should be Dos Osos.
Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer's liquor. I've stocked up on it. I'm fucking supporting the guys.
You're already infusing it with all different types of like lychee infusions, ginger infusion, trying to sell them some flavors.
Black raspberry. I'm mixing electrolyte mixers in there, so it's like the ultimate. Mm. You can't get hungover on it. It's impossible.
Nah, that's actually dangerous.
Why don't people
man?
Do that?
What?
Mixing an electrolyte and shaking it up with a bottle of Tito's? That's impossible to
Wait,
get
do that again.
Hey guys,
if you're listening,
pause.
If you are listening, Nate is doing the most hilarious shit with his fist. He's looking quite
Speaking
naughty.
Speaking of, did you guys watch? Did you say that because you watched this movie, Ricky Stenicki?
No, I haven't turned Ricky Stenicki on yet. I'm waiting for the right.
Oh moment. Really? Well, there's a
what's this?
There's kind of a similar joke.
You don't know about Ricky movie. Stenicki, Jack?
I swear to God, I heard about this.
I think
Ricky
we talked
Station.
About it.
I've Googled Ricky Station before. Why'd I Google that?
Well, it's a new comedy film made by Amazon starring John Cena, starring Andrew
Santino.
And Zach, what's his name? Braff? No.
Efron.
Zach Efron.
Why does it feel like when you say Ricky Stenicki that you're saying something really bad? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah, it kind of does seem like something like
Ricky
that.
Ricky
huh?
Stenicki.
Sticky.
I don't
Sticky
know what
Ricky.
It is.
Can I read the log line?
Please, man. We should be reading more of those on here, by the way.
I know. Well, here we'll start with this one. When three childhood best friends pull a prank that goes wrong, they invent the imaginary Ricky Stenicki to go get them out of trouble. 20 years later, they still use the non-existent Ricky as a handy alibi for their immature behavior.
But as it turns out,
when three oh I almost just started reading it again.
That's how you're gonna catch your dementia, whatever. You know, that it's just gonna be one moment like that when you realize it's all you're all you've
it's
lost
over.
It.
Yeah.
That's how sad that is.
Nah. Not for me. Not happening to me. I'm on too many well-tested medication pills. So what do you think about this plot?
I don't really understand. From that, I don't really understand what...
Here, let me describe it. That doesn't really do justice to what it's about.
All right, this is the Ricky Stenicki 10-minute block. We'll be discussing this film. We've been doing it for the last 4 minutes. We're going to the 50 mark if you want to skip ahead. And you don't want any spoilers, this is the Ricky Stenicki block. But go ahead, Nate.
So Ricky Stenicki is these three guys use this as an excuse. So whenever this fake person, and whenever they need to like get out of hanging out with their wives, they're like, "Oh, Ricky Stenicki, we're gonna go hang out with Ricky Stenicki," and then they just go
He's in the hospital.
He's in the hospital. Right. You know, we have to go visit him, but they just go out to like Vegas instead. Okay, and then they meet this dude who's like a really desperate like actor. It's John Cena. And they're like, "Oh, could you play?" Like, they're like, "Ricky Stenicki has to be at some event. Like, we want to meet him." So then they have this guy play the actual, like, fake version of. And, you know, the hilarity ensues from there.
How much do they pay him for that?
I think they paid him.
$200,000.
Like, I don't know how much they gave him.
$1,000?
They did pay him. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I'd be curious to see how they treat him. Oh, I thought you were asking what
John Cena's salary was.
Oh, no, no. John Cena doesn't get salaries. He gets fucking percentages, man. Exactly. He gets
royalties. We need to be arguing for percentages when it comes to any role we get. Next co-star you get. Nate, next six lines that you get, ask for just a percentage of the fucking merch. Okay?
He meant that in a positive way, by the way.
What's that?
You said six lines. That was a compliment.
Right.
That wasn't a...
We're all in the same boat. We're all... That's all that's coming in right now.
So, yeah, I could have gotten $30,000, but instead I'm just waiting for the Only Murders in the Building merch to check to come in.
You just asked for it on one piece of the merch. The Only Murders in the Building Funko Pops. Now, that would fucking sell out. Are you kidding me? Venn diagram, Funko Pops, Only Murders. I like Funko Only Pops Murders in the building. Sorry.
I'm about to Google that shit right now.
Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez.
And yeah, I've met Selena Gomez and Martin Short. So,
are you fucking kidding me?
So yeah.
Right, and they were.
How was it?
Awesome to you.
You are just.
Well, they were actually pretty down to earth and really nice people. I will say
that's
that.
What
for the
you
record,
like to hear.
For the record, especially Martin Short, he was really really.
You know, he has that Christmas party every year. Martin Short's very special Christmas party.
Really?
At his house?
Yeah, he has it at his house. I hear this on all the podcasts. This is where the I don't know if we're going to be able to get far enough before the end of his time to go to these, but this is my dream, okay? Imagine, why do I want that to be mixed in with the old Hollywood, mixed in with the Tom Hanks, mixed in with the...
Yeah.
Whoever,
right?
At a Christmas party, playing piano with Martin Short, getting wasted. Are you kidding me?
I want to buy. Let me buy you a drink.
Bradley Martin Cooper Short. Comes out.
Oh my god!
Oh, starts giving
what
a massage.
What I would give to smell Bradley Cooper's breath after a while.
Oh, I know it smells like spearmint.
Spearmint.
And what?
Menthol, hyper strong. Damn, what are these things called that I want to talk about?
Oh, like...
The lozenges, the Bengay lozenges. You know what I'm talking about?
You know the air fresheners that you plug into the wall, right? And it releases fresh air. can tell when it smells like shit. And it's, I think we need to have a throat installation. Just a little menthol patch. It can
like
smell that you
like
just woke up.
Type
releases
thing.
The
How does that work
retainer?
Technologically?
Technologically, it's all Bluetooth. It's all remote. That part is
all Bluetooth. It's a sound.
Yeah, it can play like.
It can play peppermint.
Just works with Tidal.
What the fuck?
Joy Tactics.
Yeah. Joy Tactics.
Joy Tactics.
Fully never ran out of.
We need to do an exercise where we. just emote. We say joy tactics is the only word we can use the whole podcast. Okay.
Like a Pokemon.
We're like the joy tactics Pokemon. And instead of talking with different words in the English language, we are just we're just using our emotion. Okay, so people can feel the emotion.
Okay, Jack, right. Nate, you are telling me Jack has just gotten crushed to death by a fucking snowplow in Toronto. You got the news first, which means you're an emergency contact. Something happened.
Okay.
You got to tell me. You said using joy tactics.
You are my emergency contact, if that's okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Joy tactics.
Joy tactics.
Oh, damn. I forgot what the bit was.
I thought you just hold on. I can't stop laughing. All right.
Sorry.
Joy tactics.
Joy tactics.
Joy tactics.
What is
joy,
this?
Joy tactics.
Joy tactics.
why is this making me laugh? I'm slowly realizing what you guys are even doing.
This is, bro. So you know, someone commented. Oh man, on something that was like, yeah, three. We improvised like grown up. Something about how we are still like fully improv nerds.
Well,
and it's just so incorrect.
Comments,
huh?
How come you, where is this? You're so tapped into, I'm like, I look for these hate comments.
Right. Motivate.
I think this was on that.
I'm like, where are you finding these?
Huh?
Oh, on Insta.
I think this was an Insta.
Your brain has just a laser focus to spot a negative comment.
I have a photographic memory of anything.
You have a hatographic.
Hatergraphic.
Yeah. No, but I'm about to unplug. I'm about to do the light phone, and then it's fucking lights out.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Because my
Kendrick, you should get the Kendrick light phone.
No, Kendrick has one.
Kendrick is doing a collab with the light phone, and it comes in a different type of color.
Nate, would you want a light phone?
I've
would you rather have a light phone or a PS5?
PS5.
Alright.
Easily.
I want a dark phone. It's like a fucking like 20 by 20 foot black box, and you can't get out of it ever. You die inside of it. You can order as much food as you want. All this TV screens are, the walls are TV screens. You know what I'm saying?
You want to die in a television? Like
it's a phone, but yeah.
It's not a phone.
This one is.
Okay.
You remember in those shows, like when Squidward goes all the way to the like furthest future?
Did you say in those shows?
Well, I feel like this like technique to show like another dimension or whatever. You know when they're just walking around, it's all white and it's endless, like Squidward's walking.
Of course.
Oh, good God.
Of course.
That would be, and you can't even kill yourself. Because there's no instrument.
That's how I feel when I'm on the left lane stuck in wall-to-wall 70-mile-an-hour traffic.
That used to get me too,
and
man.
I can't get out.
That used to get my ass too.
Yeah. Me neither. Same. What is it? What happens in there when he's in there?
Oh, all these crazy noises start coming around. Remember that? You look pretty serious.
We should get Eric as high as hell.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing there? Why are you looking like all serious?
I'm just purely just, this is my listening face.
All right, Nate, close your eyes. Imagine you're in a really bright room, the brightest room you've ever been in your life.
Hello, Nathan.
Nathan. This is what it's like when you're meditating in the corner. That's probably one of my favorite things in life.
Is watching. I just got a challenge.
Nate meditating in the
backseat.
Someone
just sent me a great.
Yeah.
I think Layla just sent me a great picture of us on the beach this summer, Nate. And you have your beach chair about 10 feet to the left on top of a bunch of brown seaweed. And you're just like fully in the meditation zone. It's so sick.
I gotta
like
do it.
Truly so admirable. But it does make me laugh.
And what's funny about again, though, diving deep within yourself and
there's nothing funny
calming about calming your conscious and expanding your consciousness.
There's what's nothing so funny about what's that? Happening to your brain, but what your body is doing while your brain's in another dimension is just objectively hilarious. It's just
different. Well, it's funny because you have to laugh at it. Otherwise, it's just crushingly like, why am I not doing that?
Right.
I don't know what you'd, how you'd say that, but. Eric, oh, you... how do I find the hate comment? Because I want to get after them.
Dude, at this point, I don't even know. I don't remember what it was. Don't remember.
Well, can I describe a spring break memory, bringing it back?
Please.
I went to... This was the first time I drank alcohol legally. Legally in my life. And you know what I did? I went out of the country to do it.
But your birthday's in October.
But the United States, you have to be 21. But in this little place called Canada, you can drink... You're, I think, 19 or 18.
You're kidding me.
19.
That's where I am right now.
Uh-huh. Have fun. Okay, so what?
So we went to fucking Windsor, Canada. Is the closest you could possibly get to the United States, I think.
It's Isn't like that right next to Detroit?
In Detroit. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's basically just Detroit. And we went there, and my first beer was a Stella Artois.
Oh,
in a pint glass. Cheers!
Oh
with
my God!
Cheers with my mates.
Were you shaking nervous to drink it?
Of course not. It was pretty typical of me, even though
Stella Artois. Stella
Artois. And then we went out to the strip club after that.
Oh,
and the Windsor, Canada strip clubs. Holy shit! That shit was popping.
Canada does it.
Is
different.
It better than ecstasy?
Oh yeah, 100%.
There's no way it's better than ecstasy. No way.
Ecstasy.
That's no, ecstasy. It couldn't be
the best strip club I've been to.
It couldn't be. Nothing can be better. Could be better but than ecstasy.
I remember there was a moment where I was like really, really drunk, like really fucking fucked up, and we were just going down this strip of like bars and. You know, and that all these college kids were at, it was like, it was just debaucherous. Is that a word?
Yeah.
And I remember there was this girl I really liked, and I was like seconds away from just like being like, I'm going to call her and like tell her how I feel, like all drunk. And then like something in me was like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't like do that in this state. And I didn't.
It's not too late.
I know.
The first time I ever smoked and drank, I texted a girl that I was twisted.
You just said I'm twisted?
It was like I'm literally twisted right now. You should have done it, man, because she thought that was so
Maybe
sick.
I should have. Maybe I should
Did
have.
You guys ever fake drunk text to seem like you're partying?
No, that's pathetic.
Yeah, that's so sad.
So sad.
That is so pathetic. And if you ever did that on Halloween when you're 17... You fool.
The first time I remember this, well,
I just gotta say really quick before that, yeah. My brag was that I was at a party in downtown Seattle because we lived in the you know, the suburbs, whatever, and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm at some random party in downtown Seattle and I'm so drunk, but I was like misspelling words to try to see, like, so sick.
Seattle is so. I think I already said this for sure, but Seattle is so much different than I thought it was going to be.
Right.
It was jarring. Yeah, well,
it's just so incredible to experience new cities and new cultures.
In such a sense, it's
such
quite
a sense
is. I must have already said how bad at driving I feel like I am in Toronto. I think I said that must
what
have
kind
said
of car they got you in?
They got me in the Volkswagen I can't remember the name of the model, but it's pretty funny.
Passat?
Nah.
Is it an SUV?
Yeah.
Tiguan?
Oh shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. They got me in the Tiguan.
I think that's a safe car, too.
That is as safe as it comes, dude.
I think you could really get into a bad wreck. I think a semi-truck could get...
I swear I've, like, almost gotten into, like, 12 fucking accidents.
Too bad that brand was invented by Hitler and his associates. Interesting how most of the things we enjoy are tied to hatred.
Let's table the philosophy discussion because I do want to get into that. Can you separate the art from the artist? There's a lot on that table. Damn. Let's please do that very soon.
Separating discussion art from artist. I'm trying to work on a new method.
To do that?
It's like, it's kind of like a crazy. It's like when they split your soul and the his dark materials shit. You know?
Okay, so why don't we have two different graveyards, right? We can bury the body and we can bury the soul. And we can name something different.
And the soul, like, graveyard, it's so cool.
Yeah, the graveyard of spirits. It's just floating candles and a bunch of little liquid gel packets or something.
Sounds like a fucking you get put Miyazaki. Your soul gets
put in a pill.
A Miyazaki joint.
Joint.
What was I just gonna say? Should we just let's wrap it up? Let's stop. Let's get. Yeah, let's, we need to end this now. This podcast needs to end. We've hit our limits, fucking frankly. Now. People are begging for this shit to be over.
Please,
like, it's an hour in. When is this going to end? All right, it's going to end
now. Our stenographer,
you think there's anybody thinking,
fucking cramping up.
Are you? It's at the end. So pissed, throwing their phone.
Are you kidding me?
I was pissed last night. I could hit my head on this lamp. Let me show y'all this lamp real quick.
Okay.
Before we talk about what gives us joy, talk about what pisses me off there right now. I almost dropped a water bottle. Look at this thing. Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
This is a hard...
Dude, and that shit gets hot, too, metal. If you leave it on too long. If that's the type of light I'm thinking about.
Built into the backboards.
It's so hard, and I hit my head on it.
What is your head doing up there, though?
Smack! Because I reach over to plug a phone in or something. Smack!
Oh, that is...
And then I did it once. I go, ow, God, that right on the temple, that hurt like all fucking hell. Then, about 30 seconds later, reach over to get water again. Smack! Hurt so bad. Then, kid you not, probably 1 minute later, I hit my head on it again, and I say out loud, why do I keep doing this? And I just... yeah, that's
when people just say things out loud to themselves.
I do that too much, unfortunately.
Sometimes when I don't usually talk to myself this bad, but literally sometimes I'll go like, "You fucking idiot!"
Ooh, oh, really?
Don't talk to my friend like that.
But it's not for like real big things. It's like for something, and it's not. It's actually sounds more friendly than that. Like, "You fucking idiot!" You know what I mean? It's more like
my dad kind of does that. He'll like. He'll be like, "Come on, Michael."
I talk to the candy aisle. I'll go into the candy aisle. I look at a bag of Sour Patch Kids and say, "Not today." And I'll say it out loud, proudly.
Not today, Satan. You be saying that all the time, Jack. Not today, Satan.
Not today, sugary, satanic.
Why does it concern me that you guys didn't like that I said you fucking idiot? It seemed to shock you guys.
Idiot. It didn't shock. Nothing's shocking to me at this point. Right. With you.
With your behavior.
With the way that you've shown yourself to us.
Well, I'm real with you guys. That's the difference. Well, you guys hold it all close to the chest. I let it out. Interesting.
I just remember this episode. Makes me angry when you confuse realness for just being diabolical and evil. And you think it's just being real.
That is. Yeah.
All right. So what gave everybody joy?
Gave me joy tonight? Well, we made a little pantry pasta. There's nothing like a pantry pasta. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
That's when you're like, God damn it, what do I want to eat? Oh, I have some noodles. Dried pasta noodles. In the pantry. And wait, don't I have some salmon and some miso? Oh, and some broccoli and garlic
just
and onions.
Whatever you got.
Huh?
Oh yeah.
And you're like, I get it. Oh, now. And some capers too. Wait, I could make a delicious pasta right now and watch a murder mystery. So that's what we did. We watched Midsommar's but my joy is that Layla's making those coconut dream bars right now. I think I'm gonna have one before bed. Delicious.
Damn, yummy. That's
delicious, man.
Yummy. Could life get any better? Oh, I have one more joke. Can I say this? This is an odd one. But maybe someone can relate.
Oh, no. Yeah.
While I'm cooking the pasta, you know what I mean? There's some music playing. I'm throwing the... I am kind of like sweating the onions, you know? I'm getting it all ready. And my dog is just standing there, Bubbles, and I bump into her. And there was just something about like... I don't know how I can put this into words, but it's just like, oh, this is pretty nice that I'm just making dinner and I bump into my cute dog. And our bodies...
You're at home with your family.
In this moment in time, they just... Yeah. They you know what I mean?
Right, right.
We intersected, and she gets to be my... You know what I'm saying? Pretty nice
that
I can
bump
into my
dog. This is when poetry comes into the equation here. You could only express that in a poem, what you're feeling.
I know, because it's so advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Bumping into your dog. All right, that's a lot of joys.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Cooking pasta, bumping into
my dog. You
could
write a country song. I was making pantry pasta, bump it. So,
that's
I'll
amazing.
Send you the lyrics, you do the melody.
That would be amazing. Okay, guys,
Jack,
what gave you guys joy?
Jack, what gave you joy, man?
Where do I get started? What gave me joy lately? Really? Let me think about it. I wake up, drink water, take a shower. Yeah, probably just the city of Toronto. I've never been here. It's pretty cool. The roads are different.
It's gonna be drive
okay,
on the right?
It'll be okay.
Or the left? Do they drive on the other side?
No, they drive on the same side but with different numbers. Did I already talk about this? You're going down a neighborhood street and it says you can go 60 miles an hour? Kilometers.
Whoa. Oh.
Just because the numbers are different. It is weird how it's like exactly like... it feels like I'm still in America, New York. And then I go into a store and it's all French and the signs are all signs I've never seen.
I love that. It's probably doing wonders for your brain. You know what I'm saying? Mixing it up.
It's a challenge. It's a brain teaser.
Yeah. Total fucking brain tease.
And you guys want to know what gave me
of
joy.
Of course.
Don't you?
More than anything.
It's a little thing called ibuprofen. What a miracle.
Liquid gel
drug
or the red devils?
The red dye version.
Is it the candy coated one?
The little tiny. I don't. What does that mean?
I don't.
Candy coated.
Is it a little sweet?
No.
Because some of them are like shiny. Taste to it. And you suck on them a little bit and it tastes all sweet.
No, this has zero taste. It's like the Walgreens brand.
Oh, you're just getting the bread
generic ibuprofen.
No, you're talking about. Yeah, throw them away. Get some liquid gels and get the candy coated. Trust me.
That's a good shit.
Yeah,
you trust
sorry.
Me, right?
How many? Okay, go ahead. Please proceed.
You should come out with your own brand of a celebrity brand
of
ibuprofen. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Oroso's ibuprofen.
That would be great.
Eric Rahill's fucking migraine relief.
Fucking anise flavored.
But yeah, that shit's.
Oh,
that squared me away right. That did, I mean, some. I love when you have like a headache or something and the ibuprofen works.
There's nothing.
You know what
like
I'm saying?
It.
And it does its job. Because sometimes you take ibuprofen and you're just like, I'm just taking this because I'm like sick and like. I'm not really feeling any better.
Yeah.
But when that shit works, you're like, thank God that this thing exists.
And you know what's funny is food works every time. Just to say, like, if you have a stomach ache, not a stomach ache, but being hungry, you know, it's just interesting how food and water also can work just like that.
Yeah.
Right.
They've got a great batting average, really.
Yeah. Quick fix.
Trying to get into baseball.
But this was my
fuck headaches.
This was my last resort because I was I looked up, of course, Andrew Huberman's protocol on getting rid of headaches because I remember he did an episode on
and
headaches,
what does he say?
I was like, what does he have? And he said, creatine works.
What?
Creatine and
like one day.
This is the fun.
I
don't know. I've been debating
I kind of skipped
creatine.
Through.
You know, I need it. That's the final straw. I'm getting it tomorrow, and I'm dry scooping
it. Get it. I use it, and I barely like work out in that way.
Nate, are you taking creatine every day?
I'm on and off of it. Like, I kind of forget that I have it. And today I was like, oh shit, I have creatine because of this YouTube video I watched. And then he said, like, omega-3s or something. I thought he was going to give me, like, some sort of, like, breathing thing or something like that. And I was like, I ate some sardines. Shopping list. I ate some sardines. I fucking did the creatine. Nothing. That didn't do anything.
Did you take 3 ibuprofen or 2?
I took 2 because I was like, maybe I'm going to need it later. And I don't want to, like, take 3 and then need to take 2 more at night. You know what I'm saying?
But you would be okay.
I feel like there's, like, a limit
of... I'll just tell you right now, if you need to knock that shit out and it's bodying you and it's stopping you from enjoying your day, just do yourself a favor. Take 3 of them, okay? It's okay to take 600 okay. milligrams.
All right.
You can take 800, bitch. Okay? And it's not going
to
kill you.
Don't call me that. Don't call me that. Don't talk to me that way.
Well, okay. Well. We've had an amazing podcast. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope that you stay joyful this week, despite all... everything going on. Thank you.
Yeah. Peace.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.